USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House physician Dr. Sean Conley updates us on President Trump's condition at Walter Reed Medical Center after the president tested positive for COVID-19.
We are monitoring him very closely for any evidence of complications from either the coronavirus illness or the therapies that we are prescribing to make him better. We have monitored his cardiac function, his kidney function, his liver function. All of those are normal. And the president this morning is not on oxygen, not having difficulty breathing or walking around the White House medical unit upstairs.
A spokesperson confirmed that Vice President Mike Pence and Second Lady Karen Pence were tested Saturday morning for COVID-19 and received negative results. The two also tested negative on Friday. The White House also saying that Pence will host a White House coronavirus task force call at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event, where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
The stunning news that President Trump has contracted COVID-19 has ignited a new urgency for Congress to come together on a massive coronavirus relief bill. Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying,
"We're hopeful that we can reach agreement because the needs of the American people are so great. But there has to be a recognition that it takes money to do that."
Pelosi and Mnuchin are expected to work through the weekend. The Senate Judiciary Committee will soon be ground zero when the confirmation hearings begin for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. But two Republican senators, Mike Lee of Utah and Tom Tillis of North Carolina, have tested positive for COVID-19. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is saying the physical absence of two members of the committee warrants delaying the hearings. But Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham said any senator who wants to participate virtually in the Supreme Court nomination hearings will be allowed to do so. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An important Senate race in North Carolina took two major turns on Friday. The incumbent Republican Senator Tom Tillis testing positive for coronavirus. Then his Democratic challenger, Cal Cunningham, admitted to sending text messages of a sexual nature to a woman who was not his wife. Cunningham apologized to his family and friends, but said he won't leave the race. As holiday shopping approaches, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is adding a common annual tradition to its high-risk category, shopping at crowded stores. The CDC issuing new guidance that discouraged Americans from packing into malls or standing in long lines on or before Thanksgiving. It added that to the list of activities with a higher likelihood of contributing to the spread of the coronavirus. Larissa Bray tells NBC News her shopping will look a lot different this year.
I'll be wearing a mask. I don't really touch a lot of things unless I'm sure I'm going to put it in my cart, you know, wiping the cart down. I probably won't buy as many clothes. I'll probably buy things that can be wiped down more easily.
Addie Adelkin also telling NBC News her shopping will begin sooner rather than later.
It's shopping early and shopping online and shopping early so that we make sure things actually get delivered.
More news to be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.